Avodizora, Perigdal Mishnah Beis. We're discussing vital things that are put near or on Markulis. At what point it would be considered that it's like a takrovis, and at what point it would come out of Manoah. What we had in Mishnah Aleph was Legabi stones that are next to Markulis that were put there. So what it sounded like for Mishnah Aleph was that even something which is not what we would call regular takrovis, it wasn't an offering, it wasn't incense or wine or soilus, the way the Noitzum HaMakriv, Tadir HaLilim, or any of the other religions, it's rocks. I feel like it becomes also by no. It sounds like it's clear from the Mishnah, it doesn't have to be Derech Takrovis, which would seem to be Sois of the Klal that we're going to have in Mishnah Beis. So we have to see Mishnah Beis, we'll see the Klal, what it sounds like, and then we'll reconcile the two Mishnayas. Motzah Beroshe Mois, Ksusa Kelim, if he finds on the Markulis money hanging over there, money, a hat, clothing, other kelim, it was put there to as a gift to Markulis. I feel okay, I read it as a chiddush. Okay, it was given to, should be the same thing as the rak and mishnah. Parkile anovim is a cluster of grapes that's on the vine. Vatorish el shibolim, or little like designs of pieces of chitim with sa'irim. V'yenois v'shmonim v'slosois, different types of produce. V'chol dova shekiyotzi v'korov v'agabi ha'mizbeach also. So here the Mishnah says a klal, that the only thing that becomes takrovis avodizor, it has to be something which is derech takrovis. Even if Makulis, people threw rocks, but it's not Derech Takrovis. Takrovis is anything that he says over here, which is not exactly the way things were brought on the Mizbech, but wine, flour, chitim, sairim, even if it's not exactly the tzura, lahavdol of those vibrators of Kabbalists that we'll learn about soon in Mesechus, Vachem, and Menachos, but at the bottom, it has some type of tzara shova to Hakrova. Rocks not. Kalim not. So why taka rocks also? And the Mefarshim explained, the Rishonim explained, in Mishnah Aleph, the reason why the rocks are also is not because of takrevis, but because when the rocks are put near Markulis, they become part of Markulis. The Markulis had its accessory rock piles nearby. So it's part of the Markulis. The same way if it was pieces of wood, for an Elil that's built out of wood, and then they put pieces of wood to prop it up near it, becomes part of it. But not because the piece of wood is derech avodah, unless you're going to say that there's such a thing as a carbon etzim, so it's also derech takrovis. Now the etzim din that takrovis avodah zorah has an iser hano, like avodah zorah. Avodah zorah, the Torah says v'layipeh biyotchom umah menacherim. It's all awesome. I know v'leisovitei v'albesech. Even to have it in one's house is awesome. So the in Sefer Tilim, in Kapitel Kuvav, calls Takrovis Avodizor Zivchei Mesim. The Gemara learns out that says Zivchei Mesim, it's like a mess. A mess is also Bano. We learn out that Takrovis Avodizor is also Bano. There is a sheet of Taisim Bava Kama Ayin Beis that holds that's only there. But most of Rishonim hold that this is their Isa. One important chilik based on the Sugi over here in Dafnun, and that is that Avodizor itself, we just had the end of Perek Gimel, as a concept of bittul. You can take an avodah zarah, you can chop off the nose of it, and you're mezalzel, degrading the avodah zarah, is mevatlet mechashivusai. Avodah zarah nemtzach from the chashivus shabai. Mashenkin, the takrovis avodah zarah has nothing to do with chashivus shabai, it has to do with the fact that it's offered to avodah zarah, and it's derech hakrova. That thing itself, you can degrade it, it's still takrovis avodah zarah. So anything that was offered to avodah zarah, and it's derech takrovis, is also without bittul. This, by the way, without getting into any of the protein, would be a mokum to start dining on the what they call the Shetl controversy. Is Shetlach, the here that's in India that's offered, is that takrovis? Is it symbolic? Or do they treat it as real takrovis? Shaila A. Shaila B, is it shaykh to be mevatl? And that the answer is that if it's taka emesit takrovis of Edzor, it's not shaykh to be mevatl. What would make here takrovis is that derech hakrova is that yenoim's shmonim uslosois? Perhaps what we could say is since there's a concept of a nozir who does put his here under the dud kemavur and pashas nosoi, where the korban that the nozir will eat together with the kehanim is eaten from, So Mel, it is Derech HaKrovim. So this is the basics, the outline of that sugya, without getting into any of the details. Mishnah Gimel. This is a din about Hano from Avayt Zor, but it's a different angle. Avayt Zor shehoyo lo ginoi merchatz. Avayt Zor, the property that was consecrated to Avayt Zor, Rachman al Tzlan, part of the property, priests also know how to make money. Sometimes the galochim are bigger chaim de moment than anybody else. They take part of the property and they rent it out. There's a property in the back, they make cabins and they rent it out for tourists. So in this case, it had a gino or a merchatz and they were renting it out. Now, in Hegdish, Lamashul, Lahavdol Elf Havdolos, a property that belongs to Hegdish, the usage of that property could also be me'ila. There's no such thing. The Gemara's lashon is ein hegdish l'avayt zara. Avayt zara is whatever is consecrated for the use of avayt zara. The gino or the merchatz that's owned by them, the hano, the money, that's not shaykh avayt zara. There's no yisur hano on that. So mele nene mehen shaloi b'toivo. One is allowed to be nene as long as one doesn't pay to the priest. That's some usage of the facilities. Being that it's not used for Avayt Zara is not a problem. Paying money to the Balei Avayt Zara, to the Kemarim, to the priest, that's a problem. Now why is that a problem? It's takanat nene from Avayt Zara, but it's benefiting the Avayt Zara, because Lamai said the priests that worship, that sacrifice to that Avayt Zara have their panosa from there. That's all. It's a machzik bidei if the Avayt Zara. Ve'in nene mehen b'toivo. This one seems to repeat itself. Nene mehen shaloi b'toivo means one's allowed to be nene as long as you're not paying. So you could say the Mishnah is just emphasizing that. There's an issue, even though, like we just said, the issue is not out the regular issue, no, it's just out being machzik davay dezar. Or you could say, alternatively, some of the Rishonim explain, an enem b'tovim means that even if you have to say thank you and flatter the Kemarim, that's also being machzik them is also a problem. Hoya shalav shalacherim, if it belongs to the property of davay dezar, this gino merchatz, and it belongs to somebody else. The Avaydazaris, the Ashrams in India also know how to make money. So there's a Shutvis, there's a Western developer from California working together with a site of Avaydazar in India. And they have a website with properties, and the Revochim are split 50-50. Nen and Mehen, Ben B'Toiva, Ben Shaloi B'Toiva. Because since Be'etzem it's not Shaykh Tavay Dezorah, so what's the problem? The problem is the being Mahana Avay Dezorah. The Shaykh Mamazbir that there's somebody else involved. Be'etzem, you're not being over this Avay Dezorah. It's only Al Tachzoka Sidayim, so when there's somebody else involved, no, that cash is the money, and that could be used. Ben B'Toiva mentioned Le B'Toiva. The other Pshat in Toivo, which would mean complementing, yeah, since also, it's, the Rabbanon over here, it's not as blatant, so in the middle they will matter.